Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the way it's going down in the wood, Hollywood. Well, the Razzie nominations came out yesterday. Today, the Oscar nominations will be dropped a little bit later on this morning. So lots of nominations, but the Razzies are supposed to be like the worst of the year.
Yeah, it's the anti-Oscars.
It really is. The Expendables 4 leads the Razzies. Congratulations.
Great.
They have 7 nominations. So, yeah. Expendables 4, I didn't even remember that one came out.
And I'm like, gosh, did I ever even watch that one? Yeah. Clearly I didn't because I don't remember it. It was forgettable if I did.
Wow. All right, so here are some of the nominees. Worst Picture, The Exorcist, Believer, The Expendables 4, Meg 2, Shazam, and Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
All very I.I. movies.
Worst Actor, Russell Crowe for The Pope's Exorcist, Vin Diesel for Fast X.
No.
Chris Evans for Ghosted, Jason Statham for Meg 2, and John Voight for Mercy.
Huh? What has Angelina Jolie's dad done lately?
Yeah. Worst Actress, Megan Fox for Johnny and Clyde. Selma Hayek for Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Good.
Wow. J-Lo for The Mother.
Oh, my gosh.
These are just funny. They really are.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are hilarious. They're just the most random.
It is. Winners will be announced March 9th. That's the day before the actual Oscars.
The Oscars.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what movies get nominated for the Oscars here in a bit.
Nice.
Trending now.
How about last week it came out that Emma Stone had shared her interest in competing on Jeopardy, but she says, I don't want to be on Celebrity Jeopardy. She wants to be on the real original Jeopardy.
Okay.
You know, the hard show. But she says, here's the thing. Every summertime she applies and she's never made it.
Wow.
Ken Jennings finally spoke out and says, hey, we would cast Emma Stone in a heartbeat, but she has to pass the same test that all contestants have to take. He was like, girl, just because you a celebrity don't mean you're getting on my show.
You're not making it because you ain't got it.
Thank you.
Dang.
Exactly. He says, I mean, I will give her brownie points for, being good on camera.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all good. But he says, yeah, she has to take the online test like everyone else.
Wow.
And audition.
Okay.
So, I didn't realize it was so difficult to get on Jeopardy.
I guess they really want the best of the best. I guess she needs a tutor.
Yeah.
I mean, and something.
Someone like myself has no business being on Jeopardy because I don't understand it. I would never be able to form it in the form of a question.
They say it's the toughest game, you know?
Yeah. And so good for her if she thinks she's got what it takes, and I believe she does. So
keep practicing.
Maybe now let's just kind of expedite the process. Let's make this happen.
Hit the books.
Thank you.
Do some homework.
Trending now.
Well, they say the Denzel Washington post-apocalyptic movie, The Book of Eli. It's crazy. I watched that over the holidays, and I'd forgotten how good it was. Stars Denzel, obviously, and also Mila Kunis.
Is this the one where he was blind?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I hope I'm thinking of the right one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's getting a prequel series.
Oh, wow.
It's starring John Boyega. So that's really cool. John Boyega, to me, is kind of a young Denzel-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they say this movie premiered back in 2010, and now Boyega is going to play a younger version of Washington's Eli in the project. And so, yeah, this is pretty cool. They say definitely in the works, maybe, a year or so before we actually get to check it out. But if you like The Book of Eli, get ready for the prequel.
Watch out.
Now.
You know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa. Yeah, Lil Rebecca in the morning time. So TikTok is making fun of a lady who ranted after she bought a 12-pack of paper towels.
Uh-huh.
At Costco. Nice. And found out that each roll isn't individually wrapped.
Wow.
Yeah. In plastic anymore. Because I guess she used to buy this brand. And she'd buy, maybe like an 8-pack, 10-pack. And each roll was individually wrapped.
Yes, I totally get that.
Yeah. And she goes, I need it that way because of my storage and how I do things. So she went on a rant when she took them home and realized, wait a minute, these are not individually wrapped.
Mm-mm.
And she just kind of went to TikTok and people were like, well, honestly, this is the way it's been for a little bit.
Kirkland towels.
So disappointed. I was trying to put my groceries away, trying to store my stuff away, and then I find out they're not individually wrapped. You know how hard it is for me to store things when I am limited on space, and I appreciate that they're individually wrapped so I can make them fit and use them when I need them, and so that they don't get dirty, kept dust free. I know they're for cleaning your towels and cleaning surfaces, but still, you still want something clean to clean your surfaces and clean your hands. Come on, Kirkland. I know everybody's trying to save money, but seriously?
Come on, Kirkland. Did you know something's going on? Wow. Come on.
Would this fall into the first world problems category?
Totally.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, think about it. When you buy those packs, do you even realize if they are individually wrapped or not?
Well, speaking as the grocery shopper in our home, absolutely I notice, but it's never a big deal to me.
It's not a big deal. Like,
clearly, we store them differently, she and I.
Okay, so you would take one.
I could care less how it's wrapped.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, if it's wrapped, if it's not. But I get it. You know, the ones we have here, the paper towels that we use, are individually wrapped.
This is true.
Have you ever had to grab any and refill in the bathroom or something and they are individually wrapped?
Very true.
But I've also bought some that are not. And it's not neither here nor there.
Yeah, you just kind of keep them, you think, in the plastic.
Yeah.
If, you know, her deal is she doesn't want these things just rolling around without plastic over them. And I guess who knows what she does with
grab
them.
A, you know, the Walmart dollar store bags.
Put them in there.
You wrap them individually yourself.
I like that, yeah.
And quit chinging.
Wow, yes. Well, people went online and actually they kind of schooled her because there's a lot of fans of this brand and they're like, hang on, you're a little late on this. There's actually been a petition asking the company to change their packaging back to...
That many people have a problem with it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, these people need to do something with their lives.
Oh, no, yeah.
Get a job.
Fans of these certain types of...
paper towels.
Yeah, have already made noise about it. And they're like, welcome to the party.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. I guess, you know what? Go find some that are individually wrapped. You switch.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, yeah, you're right. It's time for this chica to make the switch because she's really making a lot of fuss about nothing.
Next time you're on the paper towel, you know, aisle, pay a little bit more close attention.
Grab some not Charmin. It's toilet paper.
don't squeeze the Charmin.
You know what? I'm not going to make her more mad.
And don't squeeze the paper towels.
Thank you.
Wow.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, all right. Time for an edition of We Cannot Make This.
Ish up.
Can't do it. There's a video making the rounds of a family that ordered 20 McDonald's chicken nuggets from DoorDash and ended up with 200.
Oh!
Wow!
Okay. See, this is another reason. Yet another reason I don't DoorDash, because this would be me.
You know, exactly. I would hit the 20 for 20, and I'd get 200.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know what I've done before? Like, 2 or 3 times. And I don't even tell my family. I act like it's a mistake of the place.
Of the place?
I've ordered pizza with no sauce before.
Wow!
Cause on
marinara or no
nothing cheese pepperoni and the pizza slice.
Did they realize it?
Of course they did, and they're like, "What the heck? Do we take this back?" I'm like, "Oh, they make mistakes."
They're
it's
like,
okay.
"Mom, you made a quesadilla out of a pizza. Thank you."
And I did it recently too, and I didn't tell anyone. No one knows. I haven't told anybody, but don't say anything.
You've done it more
anybody
than once.
Anybody who's listening, don't
Rebecca.
Tell my man, don't tell my kids.
Oh my gosh.
Because I cannot order on apps.
You just can't do it.
Mind you, I'm sorry, but pizza sauce should just be a given. Don't make me type it in.
Right.
Don't make me add it.
Don't make me. You probably hit the little negative sign accidentally.
Thank you. It was already there and I took it off.
Yeah.
I'm like, ew, sauce, gross. Who likes that?
You probably took off the negative and then it took it off for you, I guess.
I've done it.
Were you custom making one?
Well, no.
Yeah, you see now.
I'll tell you off the air who it happens with every time.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
This is me. You understand.
This is me. I get it.
You understand these people. Instead of getting 20, they get 200 nuggets. Wow.
Oh, my God. This is a prank. It has to be a prank.
What the hell is this?
Chris. What did you order?
Wait a minute. 200 chicken nuggets.
There you go.
Oh. Wow. Hey, the kids sounded happy in the background.
Well, the kids love nuggets, and they're like, well, okay.
Chicken nuggies for life.
You can have 100.
Thank you.
Enjoy. At this point, you just invite the entire neighborhood.
I mean, seriously, you know? You're like, you know what? Call all your friends and let's just have a birthday party. Oh, I don't care if your birthday's in March.
We're having a nugget party. Yeah. And everyone's invited.
Yeah. We got to turn this into a big family affair.
But again, I feel like, I feel what you're saying. I bet you it was just a little mess up on the app.
Yep. I'm here to tell you, it can very easily be done.
Dang it. It happens. Rebecca can turn a pizza into a quesadilla. Love it.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. We got you. Your morning drive with Leo and Rebecca.
B93. Hola, it's Carmen. And after you leave the hospital, you should take your meds. Not the ER's wheelchair.
I understand how wheelchairs work. I was put into the car, and that's the last I know of it.
Who put you into the car?
The nurse or doctor.
You think the doctor that hates patients and has no patience is going to be wheeling you, Shay Shay, out? That's next on your world's famous Scottyman's Car.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn. That's right. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Carmen time.
What's Carmen doing today?
She's looking for the wheelchair. Who took the wheelchair?
Oh, great.
There's probably Kevin.
Thank you. Him and his crutches in his wheelchair.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Scottyman. Can I please speak to Shannon?
This is Shannon.
No, seriously, can I please speak to Shannon?
Sir, this is Shannon.
Excuse me, I'm a lady.
Well,
okay, and if you expect me to believe that you are one too, you're crazy.
I've been dealing with this my whole life. Have you never heard of a man named Shannon?
Oh, so you're a guy.
I am a guy.
Oh, named Shannon. Oh, I am so sorry, sir. Okay, I'm calling from St. Hospital, and you were in the ER this weekend.
Did I leave something?
For a torn ligament in your ankle.
Yeah.
Ever since you left, we have not been able to find our wheelchair. And I was wondering if maybe you knew where it was.
Unfortunately, I don't. I remember I was in a, they wheeled me out of the wheelchair. I was on a lot of medication.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But, okay. So you admit you were wheeled out in a wheelchair. So my question is, where is that wheelchair now? Did you take it home with you?
No.
Because it belongs to the hospital, sir, and we would like for you to wheel it back.
Yeah. No, I understand how wheelchairs work. I was put into the car, and that's the last I know of it.
Who put you into the car?
The orderly or somebody. I don't know.
No, we don't have any orderly, sir.
Or the nurse or doctor.
You think the doctor that hates patients and has no patience and makes more money in a day than you do in a month, has two good ankles, and drives an exotic sports car, is going to be wheeling you, Shay Shay, out?
Maybe you should figure out how the hospital works before you start accusing
me. I'm not a doctor or work with the insurance company. I'm not abusing any patients. Hello?
Hello.
Hold on, this is Scottyman, sir. Do you have any names of whoever wheeled you out? Because maybe they're the ones that stole the wheelchair.
I don't have any names.
What?
My parents were there. I can ask. I don't know any names of people who wheeled me out.
Who drove you home?
I had my parents came and met me at the hospital.
Your parents? Okay, so can you just ask them where the wheelchair is? And then also ask them why they named you a girl's name.
Okay. Now, you can go shove your phone right up your... My parents...
Excuse me! What?
They did not...
I never said they stole a wheelchair, okay? I didn't call them thieves.
You did.
Calm down, okay? What's up? Are your feelings or your ligaments hurt? Stupid.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday on this Tuesday, January 23rd?
Let me tell ya, happy birthday to my granddaughter, Natalie Arellano. Love you so much from your one and only Gaga. Hey, I'm a Gaga, but it's great aunt, not grandmother. Natalie Arellano, happy birthday to you from your Gaga. Very cool. Have a very happy birthday. Can you wish Robert Hernandez a happy birthday from Mom and Jerry? Big birthday shout to you, Robert. Happy 11th birthday, Stink. Happy birthday to our bub, Xavion King Ayala. Love Mommy, all your sissies, and Woody. We love you. So there you go. Lots of cool celebrity birthday, local celebrity birthday.
Happy birthday. Celebrity-wise, who's having a big old birthday? Jack Rayner, 32. Shane in the Transformers Age of Extinction.
Hey.
Just saying. Who else having a birthday today? Tiffany Thiessen.
Oh.
She's 50.
If you were Team Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, please, who wasn't?
Here you go. Kelly Kapowski is Kelly, 50 Kelly, years old. I cannot believe that.
Kelly. Yeah, awesome, definitely.
Is that who you are,
old.
Leo? Is that who you like?
Oh, yeah.
Kelly?
Yeah.
You don't like Jessie?
I don't like Jessie until she did other movies. Oh, my gosh. You all having a big old birthday today. Oh, let's see here. Chita Rivera is 91 years old today.
You just wanted to say Chita.
I love that. She did West Side Story, Chicago, all that good stuff. So happy birthday, without a doubt. Those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday.
Yeah, big birthday. Shouts to you.
All right, spin the morning game. We'll see what it lands on.
Let's go. All right, it's spinning. It is spinning on this Tuesday morning. And it's landing on what this morning?
It's landed on Saved by the Bell trivia. Okay, come on.
I think I would do really well at this.
If you think you do well, you want to win some dominoes, all you got to do is dial it up at 563.
Double 93.
Good morning. It's 7:30.
Wake up in the morning. 93. Celebrity gossip. On the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the latest going down in the wood, Hollywood. Well, the Razzie nominations came out yesterday. Today, the Oscar nominations will be dropped a little bit later on this morning. So, lots of nominations, but the Razzies are supposed to be like the worst of the year.
Yeah, it's the anti-Oscars.
It really is. The Expendables 4 leads the Razzies. Congratulations.
Great.
They have 7 nominations. So, yeah. Expendables 4, I didn't even remember that one came out.
And I'm like, gosh, did I ever even watch that one? Yeah. Clearly I didn't because I don't remember it. It was forgettable if I did.
Wow. All right, so here are some of the nominees. Worst Picture, The Exorcist, Believer, The Expendables 4, Meg 2, Shazam, and Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
All very I.I. movies.
Worst Actor, Russell Crowe for The Pope's Exorcist, Vin Diesel for Fast X.
No.
Chris Evans for Ghosted, Jason Statham for Meg 2, and John Voight for Mercy.
What has Angelina Jolie's dad done lately?
Yeah. Worst Actress, Megan Fox for Johnny and Clyde. Selma Hayek for Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Good.
Wow. J-Lo for The Mother.
Oh, my gosh.
These are just funny. They really are.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are hilarious. They're just the most random.
It is. Winners will be announced March 9th. That's the day before the actual Oscars.
The Oscars.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what movies get nominated for the Oscars here in a bit.
Nice.
Trending now.
How about last week it came out that Emma Stone had shared her interest in competing on Jeopardy, but she says, I don't want to be on Celebrity Jeopardy. She wants to be on the real original Jeopardy.
Okay.
You know, the hard show. But she says, here's the thing. Every summertime she applies and she's never made it.
Wow.
Ken Jennings finally spoke out and says, hey, we would cast Emma Stone in a heartbeat, but she has to pass the same test that all contestants have to take. He was like, girl, just because you're a celebrity you're getting on my show.
You're not making it because you ain't got it.
Thank you.
Dang.
Exactly. He says, I mean, I will give her brownie points for, being
She's
good
trying.
On camera.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all good. But he says, yeah, she has to take the online test like everyone else.
Wow.
And audition.
Okay.
So, well, I mean, I didn't realize it was so difficult to get on Jeopardy.
I guess they really want the best of the best. I guess she needs a tutor.
Yeah.
I mean, and something.
Someone like myself has no business being on Jeopardy because I don't understand it. I would never be able to form it in the form of a question.
They say it's the toughest game, you know?
Yeah. And so good for her if she thinks she's got what it takes, and I believe she does. So
keep practicing.
Maybe now let's just kind of expedite the process. Let's make this happen.
Hit the books.
Thank you.
Do some homework.
Trending now.
Well, they say the Denzel Washington post-apocalyptic movie, The Book of Eli. It's crazy. I watched that over the holidays, and I'd forgotten how good it was. Stars Denzel, obviously, and also Mila Kunis.
Is this the one where he was blind?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I hope I'm thinking of the right one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's getting a prequel series.
Oh, wow.
It's starring John Boyega. So that's really cool. John Boyega, to me, is kind of a young Denzel-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they say this movie premiered back in 2010, and now Boyega is going to play a younger version of Washington's Eli in the project. And so, yeah, this is pretty cool. They say definitely in the works, maybe, a year or so before we actually get to check it out. But If you like the Book of Eli, get ready for the prequel.
Watch out.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Put on Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
I listen every morning.
V93. Oh, you're going to want to hear what's next. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip-hop. B93, the fourth
bonus.
Start having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Thomas, let's hear what's going on with Nicole. What's the dealio here?
Hey, guys. So we went out like 2 weeks ago. And she hasn't returned any of my calls. Not a text, not a thing, nothing.
Huh. So what did you two do on your date?
So, it wasn't anything crazy. Like, we just went out for dinner and drinks, you know, pretty normal. We had a nice time together. She picked the place. It was a lot of fun. I thought we hit it off, but I don't know. I guess she didn't think so.
Right. So why do you think she's ghosting you, man?
You know, I just don't know. Like, I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks. I don't know, maybe she isn't attracted to me. Because, I mean, really, like, we were laughing a lot, you know? I don't know, we met on Tinder. And maybe I didn't look exactly like my picture. I don't know.
Aw. I hate that you're second-guessing yourself, yeah. You know?
What was up with your appearance? Or?
Well, yeah, is your picture, like, not accurate or up-to-date or whatever?
No, I mean, like, it's pretty accurate and up to date. I mean, the only difference is that I grew my facial hair a little bit, but, like, I don't know, it sounds pretty normal to me.
Oh.
I mean, that could be it, maybe. A lot of women don't like facial hair.
If your picture has no facial hair and you show it with a beard, it could, you know.
For some women, facial hair is a major turnoff.
Wow.
I don't understand those women, but you know what I mean.
Okay, look, well, let's see if it's the beard, the pelos, what. We're going to find out next. We'll reach out to her. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nicole?
This is, may I ask who's calling?
It's Leo and Rebecca from B93, and we do the second chance date thing, and we want to follow up with your last date.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, you went out with Thomas.
yes. Why did he call you?
Yes.
He did. He wanted us to, you know, kind of get you on the phone to ask why you haven't called him back yet.
Oh, man, I am so sorry that he bothered you with this. It's really not worth all this trouble.
No, I mean, trust. It's no trouble for us. We actually enjoy it.
She's like, go back to your coffee. Don't worry about me.
Talk about the Oscar nomination. No, we're just as curious to find out the reason, though. We really are. We like this kind of stuff.
It was just something that he had said to me. I don't think that we're fit.
Oh, wow. What, you know?
Uh-oh.
What did he say?
It was nothing too bad, but I don't know. I just, for me, I feel like I can't be in a relationship with someone who doesn't love to read.
What? Did you say read?
Read.
Read, yeah. He mentioned, we were getting to know each other, and I had mentioned that I'm a big reader, and that once I finish a book, I need to pick up another book right away. And he just, you know, kind of puts his hands down on the table and is just like, I can't stand reading. And I was thrown because, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what kind of person can't stand reading. It's such an important part of learning and growing in this world.
Yeah, I will tell you, speaking from experience with a partner who doesn't love to read, not everyone does love it. And I don't know.
Well, and the fact that he poo-pooed reading and you love to read, that right there, I think, is probably where you're like, wow.
Yeah, I was a little thrown. It just, to me, it's so important to me, and I want to share that with whoever I'm in a relationship with. It just wasn't, you know, after a first date, I was kind of like, don't really need to go much further.
Right.
Well, do you mind, like, telling Thomas that and just kind of explaining to him that was literally the only thing that bothered you about your date?
Yeah.
Sure, we can do that.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Nicole. So, like... What's up, reading? Like, that's why you didn't call me back, because I don't like to read?
I mean, to me, reading is a big part of my life, and I thoroughly enjoy it. Just difficult for me to imagine being with someone who doesn't like the thing that I love.
Okay, great. I mean, like, you could have called me back and told me that it was because I didn't read, of all things.
I mean, we went on one date. I just thought it would be better if we both made a clean break.
You think someone who values higher education would learn to not mess with people's feelings like that? You know, it's a little funny.
What? I didn't think I was messing with your feelings, but maybe if you picked up a book every now and then, you know how to take a hint and just move on.
Bam!
Wow!
Nice. Wow! Great.
Okay, yeah, no, take it easy. It looks like this is definitely not going to end with a second date. Like, we're not planning one anytime soon for you
like
two.
You guys aren't going to meet up at Barnes & Noble's anytime soon.
No!
Okay! You know what?
I'm
look,
sure he doesn't know what a Barnes and Noble is.
She's still at him.
Taking digs.
Love
it's
it.
It's all good.
All right. Yeah, this is not going to work out. It's cool. Different interests, different ways, and you move on, right?
Different strokes for different folks. It's all good.
Thank you guys so much, though. Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks.
It's time to ask the 432 Leo and Rebecca's buzz question.
You know.
On B93.
Yeah, boy, buzz question.
Woo, let's get to buzzing.
Hey, guys, just got married a month ago to my new beautiful wife. Aw.
Aw, congratulations.
Things have started out really good, but now this comes up. My wife wants to change the name of my dog. When I broke up with my ex, I got a dog and I named it after her.
Woo, obsessed much?
Wow. Well, my new wife has been wanting me to change the dog's name, and I'm like, no, that's just wrong to do for the dog. It is what it is. She's like, no, you need to change the dog's name. I can't deal with you calling her after your ex. I think that's wrong to do to the dog, right?
Wow. Okay, so I can see both sides of this immediately.
Yeah,
because I'm petty white. And I can see where she's like, oh, no, I'm not going to be calling this dog by your ex's name all day, every day, and then hearing you do it. No, just because you had a hard time moving on, got a dog to replace your ex, and then named it after her because of your obsession.
Right.
But by the same token, I'd be like, well, your ex is kind of a bitch.
Oh!
I see her.
Wow.
She has the features of a dog.
You went
Your
there.
Your ex is a dog. I
oh
did go there.
Gosh.
Some are. Some deserve to be called as such.
Well, Raul has a perfect thing to do. He goes, well, change it. The wife.
Oh! Keep the dog. Get rid of the wife. Wow. Jay said, oh, he says clear his throat. Why did you name that dog after your ex? LOL. He says, a dog won't respond to a name change, so don't change it. Buy her a pet and let her name it whatever she wants.
Yeah. At this point, we're like, we're not changing the dog's name.
Even if you do, a little, you know.
It's like, the dog knows its name. So, fine. We'll buy you a dog, and you can name it after your ex. And we can run around with ex names all over the place.
Well, and better yet, next time I see your ex, I'll be sure to tell her, we got a dog named after you.
Ooh.
It's very fitting. Roberta says, I'm sure this is what the dog is saying.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm sure she's probably saying the dog is like, don't change my name.
Yeah.
Alan says, both have to be colorblind if they don't see red flags on each end.
But
you know what? You're right. You are right. It's crazy that you entered into a relationship with someone that named their dog after their ex. Also, that he told you his dog was named after his ex.
Wow.
So much.
There's a lot there.
Craziness here.
There's a lot there. But, you're not even dating. You're already married.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this point, you got to deal with it somehow.
Hey, Sally says, it's not the dog's fault. That you named, the dog the same name as your ex. Not the dog's fault.
Yeah.
You know, your wife needs to get over it and learn what's really important in your new marriage.
Ooh, yes. Not a dog's name. Come on.
Come here, little puppy.
Come on, now. Come on.